So this summer, I'm working in a library. And I'm shelving books. And except tonight, it's been really boring and quiet. And there's hardly anyone in here. And I go back and get a cart of books to shelve for something to do. And I go out to the stacks with my cart. And I'm all the way in the back by the romances and the mysteries. And I'm shelving. And then I see you. And I smile. And you come up to me and you're all business. And you say, "Ma'am, can you tell me where the John Grisham books are?" And I say, "Sure, sir, they are right this way." And I walk you over to the G's in the far back corner. And as I'm just getting to Grisham, I feel your hands on my hips. And I turn and say, "What?" And you say, "Get on your knees." "What? I'm at work. What are you talking about?" And you say, "Get on your knees." Oh, I haven't heard you talk like this before, and your face is so serious. "But I'm at work. I can't do something like this. I could get fired." But you're closer then. You pulled me to you, and you're starting to push me into the shelves. And you put your mouth close to my ear, and you say, "Get on your knees, bitch." And that does it. I drop down on my knees, praying that this isn't an aisle with a camera on it. And you say, "Suck my cock." And I unzip your pants. And I take out your cock. God, I can't believe we're doing this. This is so hot, but I could get in so much trouble for this. But you're just giving me that look, and I can't help it. So I take you in my mouth. And I just kiss the head of your cock. Really quiet, so I just start sucking immediately. Pull my hair back, and you say, "Stand up and bend over." Oh, and I do as I'm told. Oh, I say, "I don't know if I can be quiet." and you just look at me, and I whimper. And I stand up, and I bend over, and I pull my skirt up. And you stick that thick, hard cock in my cunt. Oh, fuck. Oh. And I clap my hand over my mouth because I'm being too loud. And you stop and you say, I'm gonna come. Do you want me to come inside your gun? And I shake my head violently. I can't be working like that for 2 hours. Fuck. And you say, do you want me to come in your mouth? Shove your cock, and you point to the floor, and I get back on my knees, ready for your cock, and you shove it in my mouth. And you come in my mouth. And then you help me to my feet. And you straighten my blouse. And I turn around and make sure my skirt is straight. And I brush my hair back. You kiss me soft and sweet. And smile. And then you turn around and you pick up that Grisham book and you walk away.